pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
She brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge my mom. She brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge.
I know you wanted the thing that makes me, oh, what the guy.
Hymn Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFR Radio.
91.5
Should we say Hymn Hunters together one more time? Hymn Hunters International. So what you just heard was a special rendition of Milkshake performed by Josie and the Pussycats, as well as Cheryl from Riverdale. Yeah, the other person was Cheryl.
But if y'all don't know the theme, well, first, you don't know what Riverdale is. First of all, our theme is Riverdale/High. It's Riverdale High School. That's the name of our theme.
Oh, I love that.
Riverdale the show. No, it's Riverdale. Should we call it Akalani's?
Oh my God.
So I went to a high school called Riverdale. The theme is about the show on CW called Riverdale.
Riverdale, right.
And right. It's about Lauren's high school experience as well.
I can't believe you remember my high school's name is Akalani.
I remember stuff.
That's really nice.
Anyways, I have not watched the new season. I, of course, have watched the entire first season of Riverdale because... Right. I am a gay person.
Should we talk about, should we give, a little, what it's all about?
It is loosely based. You know what? How about I say a sentence and then you say a sentence?
Okay, love it.
So, Riverdale is a show that is loosely based on the Archie comic, Riverdale. No, what was it called?
Archie? I don't know. Sure. I don't know.
Archie's my least favorite character on Riverdale.
I would agree with that. So, it centers around... five really hot high school students
who look like they're 25.
Who look like they're 25, and all their parents are also really hot too. Ben, you say a sentence.
Okay, so it's full of, it has Gossip Girl drama, but the whole first season centers around the murder of one Jason Blossom, a gay looking ginger
with poorly dyed red hair,
twin of Cheryl Blossom,
right?
Who are of the family of the maple syrup fortune in the town of Riverdale, which is supposed to be some upstate New York kind of small town that used to have a lot of wealth,
mm-hmm.
Along the Hudson perhaps, mm-hmm. but it's filmed in Canada, mm-hmm. as things go, mm-hmm. with the tax credits by the Canadian government.
Right.
Your turn.
Right. So it deals with just a lot of contemporary social issues, a really just great cast. The dialogue in it is wonderful. This season they've introduced an illicit substance that goes by the name of Jingle Jangle.
No way. That can't be real.
You know, some 50-year-old writer was just what are the kids calling illicit substances these days? So that's pretty exciting. It also features really fantastic musical numbers, such as the rendition of Milkshake that we just heard, which was performed on the rooftop of a diner as they were trying to save the diner by selling milkshakes.
Wait, you can stand on the top of that diner?
Well, apparently they did. Hmm.
Did it have the sexual undertones that Kellis's milkshake song has?
You know, I would say...
Oh my God, I just sniffed so loudly on air. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Right in the microphone. I would say that... There definitely were some sexual undertones, especially in the new season. I'm kind of like, we're all waiting for Archie or Cole Sprouse to become the gay icon we all deserve.
I'm waiting for Archie to get killed off. Yeah. I would love Archie to die.
Should we do a quick recap of what's been happening in Riverdale? Do you want to do a recap?
I don't want to do spoilers.
But it's been so good, Ben. You have to watch it. There's only been two episodes so far of the new season.
I didn't like the finale. Okay, so I have to admit something.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a miniseries.
Mm.
Like, I didn't realize there was going to be a second season.
Yeah, that's fair. There really shouldn't be a second season. No, but... So, okay, let me...
Can I ask you one more question that our viewers need to know, too? Yeah. How are you watching Riverdale? Because I don't have cable.
So, I watch it every Wednesday night after it airs on CW. So, like, it's put up on the sketchy websites. And we look on the websites, find it on a sketchy website, and watch it.
Like, the night of?
The night of. At, like, 10 p.m. It airs 9 to 10. 10 p.m. We watch it.
Wow, that's wild.
I know, it's good. So just look at like the weirdest, sketchiest website that probably will infect your computer with a virus.
Can I watch it on the CW.com? Afraid of that.
I haven't tried, but maybe like not till next day though.
Okay.
So just for those of you who are still wondering if Riverdale's the show for you, so far in this season, these two episodes, one person has almost died.
Oh,
three
nice.
People have died.
Already three people have died.
A musical number has been performed.
Anyone get pregnant?
No one's pregnant yet, but a mysterious character has come back into town.
Like Serena Vanderwoodson.
Someone got burned in a fire.
What? How badly? Like disfigured?
Badly.
Ooh. Who got burned? Just tell me who got burned. Was it Archie?
No. It was, Archie's gone shirtless approximately 10 times. Oh. It was Cheryl's mom.
Cheryl's mom got burned on fire?
It was.
Did Cheryl burn her? Wait, don't tell me. Cheryl definitely disfigured. Oh my God. So wait, there's like, we could talk about like, oh wow. We're about to add like, so there's a lot you could talk about in Riverdale. Like race, class, sexuality. Now we could add disability. Oh my God. I'm going to write my thesis about Riverdale. I've changed my topic. Who cares about Jewish agricultural colonies in the 19th century Cape May County?
So I would highly recommend. Okay, so should we transition from Riverdale to...
A song?
I was going to say to high school, but yeah, a song.
Well, after the next song, we're going to talk about high school. So the cursed fact or the gag or whatever you want to call it is that my high school was called Riverdale. And that's why I didn't start watching like this show
insane.
For so long. Because high school was so traumatic that I was like... Oh my God, I can't watch a show with the same name as my high
that
school.
That is so funny.
So why don't we, play a song? Should we play songs that we like would listen to?
In high school?
Yeah.
Why not? Do you have one in mind? I could find one.
I could think of one.
Also, quick throw in before we get going, if anyone has an hour 18 to spare, would highly recommend the new Demi documentary.
Oh,
Simply Complicated.
I gotta watch that.
It's very good. A few trigger warnings in there, so maybe do a little research before you watch it, but it's really good, worth watching. She gets so real.
I love Demi. I'll always
she's great
say it.
She is great. Should we play it? Okay, wait. No, we played off of Demi's new album last week. I won't do it again.
What's
but
a song
so
that I like? You know what we're gonna play? Okay, so the first kind of like concert I ever went to was of Monsters and Men.
Oh, I love that.
So can we play Little Talks?
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
This was like me getting so emo off these like Icelandic, right? That's where they're from.
Yeah,
this like Icelandic band.
Okay. We will play Little Talks. If anyone listening has songs they listened to in high school that they would like to share in the radio, or maybe they're a cast member of Riverdale and want to talk about it, we'd love to hear from you.
AJ Appa, that's his name, right?
AJ Appa, is he Australian? I think he's Australian.
Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Also,
is that why he sounds like that?
His hair is also just so poorly dyed.
You know, you would think with their budget, they could have a better bleach job.
Right? It looks so bad. Anyway.
Or just like hire a real redhead.
Right.
Like there are like, anyways, Cheryl, is Cheryl a real redhead?
I feel like none of them are real redheads. There's so many redheads in the show also. Can we talk about that?
It's like part of the thing.
I feel like it's all connected. I don't know. We're going to talk more about Riverdale and our high school experiences. So stay tuned. But for now, this is Little Talks by Of Monsters and Men.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
Disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now we're
safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Oh, that was really good.
Wow, they really brought me back to my sophomore year.
We actually had a request from one of our listeners, Herschel, who's tuning in. Herschel wanted to hear a Lorde song.
Oh my god, I went to my two concerts in high school were of Monsters of Men and Lorde. Oh, and Macklemore.
Wait, I went to a Macklemore concert in high school too, and I really liked it.
I cried during it, so yeah, yikes.
Yikes.
Wait, what? Is it Royals, Herschel?
No, Herschel wants to hear Team.
Oh.
Also, there's another Lorde song that I used to listen to all the time.
Teens?
No, just team.
No, but I was asking if that was.
Oh, I don't think so. No, the song I want to listen to? No, the song I want to listen to is called 400 Lux. It's really emo. It's super good.
That's a Lord song?
Yeah.
I remember that one.
We'll play it after.
I got like so freaked out when I found out Lord was my age.
She's so young.
I've done nothing.
Wait, okay, not to go back to the Demi documentary, but it was like...
I'm going to be mad at you for going back to the Demi documentary. The one that I personally started campaigning for
right.
Best documentary film.
Wait, honestly, it was so well done.
Best film, Okja.
It was...
Best documentary, Demi Lovato. I haven't even watched it, but I know.
It was so good. No, but this is like, oh yeah, I heard that wasn't that good.
I think it was kind of trite.
Yeah. Okay, so with Demi, like, she it was crazy to just like think about how much she's done and how much she's gone through. She's like 24, 25. Yeah. Like, she just turned 25. She's young. She's like 3 or 4 years older than us. That's crazy to me. Yeah. And she's been through so much. She's honestly, she's so strong. She's really thriving. Amy said she's just tuning in and she wants a shout out. So Amy, here's your
become so demanding.
Amy, if you have any songs you listened to while you were in high school that you want us to play, send me a text and I will play them. What were you going to say?
I feel a little insecure about the fact that we have two devoted listeners who are always messaging you. And no one is ever messaging me. Whatever. So I can take this ego. So back to Demi's documentary. You know, Demi will tell me to stay strong.
She totally would, actually. Like, if you met her. So apparently she did her last tour was a house party tour, which I didn't know this. So she, like, played, like, shows, like, in houses. They would, like, rent a house and she would play the show.
I know that I, entered to win the contest to be in her Sorry Not Sorry music video.
No, you didn't. Wait, did you know one time I won concert tickets on the radio? That's like the only that's the only like thing I've ever won. But you guess what concert it was for? Just guess.
Gavin DeGraw.
No, it was Mumford and Sons.
Quirky.
I know. I actually did see Gavin DeGraw though.
Oh.
He, like, opened for someone else, so it didn't really count.
One time my cousin, I don't know why I said Gavin DeGraw. One time my cousin, like, won 2 tickets and flew to New York and played basketball with Shaq.
What?
I know.
People can win, like, the wildest things on the radio.
I know. You know that you're more likely to be struck by lightning twice than win the mega lottery thing, like the Mega Millions?
That's crazy. I've never heard that. I guess it doesn't surprise me.
In my anti-highway campaign, that you're more likely, this is not relevant to the theme, but you're more likely to die on your way to the airport driving there than in the plane. That's so dangerous. That's our first PSA.
PSA, highways are so... That's our second PSA. First PSA is watch the Demi documentary.
That's not a PSA. That's a demand.
That's a demand. Okay, well, on that note, Herschel, this is Team by Lord. Enjoy.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness as you'll send the call out, 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 send
and the heating comes on.
You buy me orange juice.
We're getting good at this. Dreams of clean teeth. I can tell that you're tired, but you keep the car on while you're waiting out front.
You pick me up and take me home again.
Okay, so that was two Lorde songs. We normally don't do songs back to back.
But High School and Lorde for me are just so interconnected.
I would agree.
I keep sniffing on air. I'm so sorry to all
of
our listeners.
Are you feeling sick?
You know, I hope not. I've just had a long week and then I get sniffly. Okay, so Lauren, let's talk a little bit about high school. So, okay, right now I'm a tutor for someone in high school and who's 16. And it gives me like major flashbacks to like, just, I'm saying like so much, but it gives me major flashbacks to how awful high school is. Like six classes a day, like homework every day in those six classes, SAT prep, like, oh my God.
I know.
Now I'm like, oh Lauren, I had such a long day. I had one class and two meetings.
What were you like in high school? And like, give me like in three words.
Can I give you a little more than three words?
Yes, okay. You can.
I was super closeted.
Uh-huh.
I like really hated myself. I was really, really, really neurotic and obsessive about grades. Like it ruled me in ways that were super unhealthy. Like I was like, I just need to go to college. Like, blah. Like everything will be better.
Yeah.
But I put so much pressure on myself. I was like really unhappy. I didn't have friends. My closest friend was the dean of my class. We would hang out every morning. I'd get off the school bus and go to her office and we'd talk for like 20 minutes.
I love that. That's really nice.
I was such a loser. I just have remember this conversation where I was like, Mom, I'm not going to prom. Like, I don't like anyone. I won't have any friends. And she made me go to prom. Like, that was me in high school.
Oh. Who'd you end up going to prom with?
My friend Saranya.
And was it a good experience?
Yeah, she goes to Harvard now.
Oh.
So we see each other sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
But high school was so hard for me. I went to a new school, too, starting in my ninth grade. So, like, I didn't know anyone going in.
Yeah.
And that was really hard. And... yeah, also I lived in New Jersey. Well, I live in New Jersey and my high school was in New York. So all my friends live super far from me. So to make plans was like this big production.
Yeah.
So I felt really isolated. Okay, that was my three words.
High school for me was honestly not terrible.
Good. That makes me happy to hear.
Not terrible. I think I was like one of those people that like was like did okay in high school. I like was on student council.
Oh, what were you?
Treasurer? No.
Vice president?
No, I actually was, I was in the, like, so there was elected officers for the classes, and then there were, like, other officers that did other things, and I was the community service officer.
Hey, unsurprising.
And I did that, and my parents were of the chiller variety, and so I didn't have a lot of, like, rules, but that being said, I was also like a really good kid, so like they didn't.
I can't imagine you being a rule breaker.
I know, so like I didn't really need to have rules, you know.
I felt like people talk about high school, like I felt like I didn't live in high school. I never like really went to parties. I never snuck out. I like never like kissed anyone. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like people talk about these wild high school stories, and I'm like every day. Every Saturday night, I sat alone and watched HGTV by myself on the couch while my parents went out because they were, like, way more social than me. Like, I just, like, I know, it was really bleak, but...
But things get so much better in college, right?
Hashtag, it gets better. Thanks, Dan Savage.
But, like... Yeah.
But, well, they did get better for me.
But you're thriving on it.
I think it's so, like, I don't know... So I have like two or three friends from high school I still talk to, but something I talk a lot about, I guess like in therapy or just like in general, is how when I came to college, I felt really new to friendship because all of a sudden I had these close and intimate friendships in a way that I like never had in high school. Like I had a couple friends, but it wasn't like I was like talking to them about my like problems or experiences. You know what we'll do after the next song?
Okay.
Let's both tell a high school story.
Okay.
I'll tell about how I got gay baited by a squash player.
Okay. I have to think of a good one. I'm sure I'll come up with one. I feel like...
Thanks, Owen, for listening, by the way.
Oh, Owen. Thanks for listening. I feel like in high school, like... It's also really funny because my sister, who's 3 years younger than me, is also, like, way more wild than I ever was.
Nice.
And so it's funny, like, seeing and hearing about her experiences versus my experiences. And, like, I definitely would say, like, I wasn't, like, I mean, I just, like, never, there's also, like, a lot of things I never had to do because, like, my parents didn't really care. Like, I never had to sneak out because, like, they didn't really care where I went on, like, weekend nights or on weeknights usually. I did, like, mock trial. Like, you know what I mean?
I did debate. Actually, I started my high school's debate team.
That's iconic.
I just did it to get into college.
I love that.
I really was like, I got to get into college. I'll start a debate team. And then it never really materialized.
I don't know. I would say, like, overall, like, I feel kind of like it happened. And I'm like, don't hate it. And I have, like, good memories and, like, tried new things. And, you know.
I took Latin.
You took Latin. You know some Latin words.
I was really good at Latin.
You're friends with the dean. Honestly.
Yeah.
Miss
Moore.
I'm saying net positive.
Miss Moore and I, we still email.
Oh my god, I love that. Yeah. She's like a lifelong friend.
Most of my friends were the teachers. It's okay, you know, look where I am now.
Where you are now.
I do, like, sometimes I'll think about high school and I just think of like really sad, like, okay. Then we had this senior rafting trip in high school, okay? Uh-huh. It's the start of the semester, the school year. And I told my dean that I couldn't come because I had allergies. Because, like, 2 days before, she emailed being like, just so you know, like, when you get there, you're just going to, like, she's like, you're seniors. You can just pick your own, like, bunks of where you sleep. Yeah. And I was like, nobody's going to, like... No one's gonna choose me. I won't have anywhere to like sleep. And I was so stressed about it and like so sad about it.
Because
I didn't have any friends who were boys and the boys had to sleep together.
Yeah.
That I was faked like sick and I didn't go on the rafting trip. And then for like 2 months, all anyone ever talked about was the rafting trip. And like, oh yeah, Ben, you couldn't come. You had allergies. And I'm like, yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, wow.
So sad. But you know, I don't really probably rafting is dangerous.
You wouldn't have had fun anyway. It's fine.
I'll relive it this week on the chicken farm when I'm sleeping in a tent.
The chicken farm.
And you don't have to make my food this weekend over a fire. I did not know that.
This is wild. I'm so excited for us to talk about this next week.
I know.
Also, I just want our listeners to know next week is a really huge week. It's going to be our last show before Halloween. And you know what that means.
What's the theme going to be?
It's going to be spooky.
wait, I thought we'd do spooky spooky theme after Halloween because life is spooky all the time.
Dang it.
Okay. Isn't that the whole big thing?
I'm so excited.
No, we'll just do spooky theme.
We might do it like three more times.
I got my nails. I have my nails red because it's like blood for spooky.
Yeah, that's spooky. Love that.
Lauren and I, that's our favorite word. This will be the third inaugural spooky issue or show.
Of Him Hunters International. Okay, I'm going to play a song. Okay. This is a song. Okay, so my very first, you played a song from your first concert. My very first concert was a group of it was like four bands that were playing, and I'm going to list them off, and if you know them, then maybe we would have been friends in high school. The headliner was Boys Like Girls.
I know that one.
Which is great. Then there was The Maine was also playing,
Don't
which is a
her.
Band I loved. Another band called A Rocket to the Moon.
Nope.
Cobra Starship.
Oh.
And wait, what was the last? It was like, so I can't even remember the last one. But yeah, there was like a group of these five bands. It was like the coolest concert ever. My mom took me. Like, we had a great time. Anyway, so one of the bands is called The Maine, and I really loved them in high school. And it was, they're so emo, and like, I just love their music. And this is a song called Into Your Arms that like I still jam to this day. Also, I have a playlist on Spotify called. It's Lauren and Amy's early 2000 fun times because it's me and my life partner Amy's playlist. So if you'd like to be added to that on Spotify, like send me, just slide into my DMs and like I'll add you.
Wait,
it's
Lauren, can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
It's 5:34 and you have not yet brought up the fact that you went abroad.
Oh my
I'm
God.
So proud of you and all the growth you're doing.
That's so awesome. I
know.
Really grew a lot when I was abroad. Okay, well, on that note, please enjoy this song. This is Into Your Arms by The Maine.
To the start, I'm falling in love, but it's falling apart.
like peak song. High school.
I know. I
Wait,
love
okay.
It.
Some high school questions.
Yeah.
How many John Green books did you read in high school? Because I read Fault in Our Stars. That was the only one, but okay. I cried a lot.
I read Fault in Our Stars.
Looking for Alaska.
Looking for Alaska. But I did see the movie for Paper Towns, but I don't think I ever read the book.
I never read Paper Towns.
Yeah.
Were you into Perks of Being a Wallflower?
I was.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it.
That book, I really thought it spoke to me.
Wait, I did too. And I saw the movie and I like literally cried. Yeah, I thought it was like, so
Emma
good.
Emma Watson.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of like, so my two exposures to Rocky Horror were Glee and
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
And I always wanted to like go to like a Rocky Horror show, but I had nobody to go with, so I never did.
Then I wish I could
Wait,
have been
there
for
you. I don't
mean
to say sad things, and it's always just sad when I talk about high school.
Okay,
and you know how I had to wear a brace in high school?
I'm literally gonna cry.
Wait, okay. Should I talk about this? It's too sad. 22 hours a day I had to wear this chest brace for like 7 months, or they were gonna have to break open my chest because one of my ribs was gonna puncture my lung.
Was it like really big?
It was really big and painful. I was such a loser. Oh my god.
You know what's funny? You know what's really funny though? I remember when we first became friends on Facebook, and I remember stalking through your photos, like as one does. And I
was
remember
this
thinking,
like in during focus, or
like
after?
Like during focus. And I remember thinking, like you looked so cool.
Really?
Yeah, like your photos from high school, like they had a lot of likes, and that. Like I just remember thinking, I was like, oh my god, he looks like he like had so many, like did so much stuff in
Clearly
high school.
Clearly, I'm like a master at like falsifying social media personas.
So I don't know if that helps, but that's what I.
That's
thought.
Funny.
Isn't that funny?
Because I think, well, I will say, my loneliness in high school, is the only reason I have like even a small sense of humor.
That's like really, I mean, something good came out of it.
I totally forgot I had to wear a brace. Oh my god.
Wait, so you were gonna tell us a story about high school.
Oh, okay. So there's this squash player. I'll make it quick. There's a squash player. Mm-hmm. His name was Redacted. I'll change his name to Taylor.
Okay.
So because he had like a name that was like gender neutral, you know, so Taylor is like a whatever.
Yeah.
So Taylor is the squash player. I hope he's listening. And he was like one of the cool guys. Mm-hmm. Like he had this group of cool boy, like friends who were boys, and like all the girls were in love with them and stuff like that. And everyone was talking about how he's going to go to an Ivy League school for squash. And we were in the same class, you know, like some people in my high school, right. I guess. So we're in the same class senior year.
Yeah.
That's like this required class for all seniors. Mm-hmm. And one day he's just like, hey, Ben, like, what's your Snapchat? And I'm like, oh, like, sure, it's here. And then this is back when you could see people's best friends on Snapchat. Remember that?
Yeah.
So then we become like best friends on Snapchat. He is like always snapping me. He does
about
have
what?
A girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? But he's always snapping me. But it's like they were things like shirtless pictures or like
what?
like in the bathroom, like got a shower after squash practice, like so tired, like made gains. Like stuff like that, right? So I was like this like little closeted thing who was like really confused. One, because this like popular boy was talking to me and like the popular people never paid attention to me.
Yeah.
And then two, he's like sending me like really like kind of for me in high school at least it felt like they were scandalous pictures like often shirtless he'd be like lying on his bed being like oh like my girlfriend's being so annoying like
I'd like oh
she'd be like behind him like all this stuff right like and by the way he's still dating this girl okay so then I would kind of respond like and play along a little bit but like what happened was, and I really thought that he was gonna like send me nude pictures, like one day, but like I wasn't gonna ask. I was like so afraid or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we would get in closer and we were talking, but we would never really talk at school because I like wasn't cool and stuff.
Yeah.
But we would have like Snapchat conversations where you like send a picture back and forth because this was before Snapchat had messaging.
Yeah.
Okay. And then one day we're in class and his friend, who I'll rename Justin. So his friend Justin, who was like not like nice at all, was like, Taylor, like, why are you and Ben best friends on Snapchat? And then Taylor, it's funny to use fake names. And then Taylor was like, oh, that's because Ben is always Snapchatting me. Like,
oh my God.
He was like, it's so annoying. He's like, I never respond. He's like, Ben is, and this is in front of the whole class because we were like in a breaking class. And I was like, I wanted to like cry. I was so embarrassed. And I didn't say anything. I wasn't like, no, it's because you are always like, you started this. And then he never Snapchatted me again.
That's wild.
I know.
That's a wild
and
story.
And he's still dating this girl. I totally got gay baited. I wrote a poem about it for my class, in my poetry class.
I love that.
It was so traumatizing.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's because Ben, like.
Oh my, who does
and he did,
that?
He does go to an Ivy League school for squash.
That's disgusting. Wow. I Taylor, know. If you're listening, HHI does not endorse you.
We don't like you.
We do not like you.
I'm also proud of myself for getting through that entire story without cursing.
And using fake names. You did
I know.
Great.
Thank you. So that's my high school story.
Do you want to do recommended reads real quick?
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh.
I could read a PSA before you do recommended reads. If you need a moment to collect yourself.
Yeah, I need a moment.
Okay, you want to hand me the PSA?
It's so, Lauren, look at me lounging. Okay.
Just so everyone knows, Ben is laying across two rolly chairs in the studio. okay, well, I'm going to read a quick PSA, and then we'll do recommended reads. We only have 15 minutes left
what?
In the show.
Where did the show
Literally,
go?
Literally, time flies, as always. I'm sure our listeners agree, if anyone's still listening. Okay, switching to a new PSA this week. I've done Farmers Markets PSA the last couple weeks, but we're kind of coming to the end of Farmers Market seasons. So your CSA might be drying up.
Isn't there a good one about like drinking and driving or texting and driving?
There was a good one. Let's see. Oh, yeah, this is true. I'll just do Don't Drink and Drive. Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. There you go. Don't drink and drive. Don't take substances and drive. It's just, it's not worth it. Don't do it.
Cool. I have two recommended reads. One's old, one's newer.
Okay.
I mean, when I say old, I mean it's from 2016. Okay. So one is called Death by Gentrification, The Killing That Shamed San Francisco.
Mm.
It's about a man named Alejandro Nieto,
mm-hmm.
who was killed by police in the neighborhood where he spent his whole life because, like, the new white gentrifiers saw him as a threat and called the police on him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of about, like, what happens to communities when they're gentrified and how it, like, sometimes has, like, life and death consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one gives a shout out to our very favorite place, Tufts University. It's called The Secretive Family Making Billions from the Opioid Crisis in Esquire. And it's about this one family, a big benefactor to Tufts, who is like really getting like billions and billions of dollars from the opioid crisis. It's super interesting.
Yeah.
I've like also like go Esquire. Like I didn't know they did that type of journalism. It's
yeah.
Really great. So those are my two recommended reads. Yeah. Should we play my song that
yes.
I listened to all of
yes.
summer before senior year?
Mm-hmm.
I had great taste. So this is Pompeii by Bastille.
Oh,
wait, are you going to play it though? Because I'm not hooked up.
Yeah, I'll play it.
Okay.
Okay. Wow, I'm excited. Wow, Bastille. Remember them?
Oh,
I remember they did some like fun covers.
Oh,
You know what I mean?
On
like BBC
One.
Yeah, BBC One. Well, what do they do? They did No Scrubs.
Oh.
That was kind of fun.
That's so weird. I'm like, arr.
Okay, well, enjoy.
I'm always getting 5 out of 5s on my...
Caught you close your eyes. Does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes,
Ayo. Now let me put it back on.
I'm so sorry to our listeners.
I thought you were going to restart the song after I was doing the ayo.
I hope you enjoyed that.
Poor
really
Lauren,
to
I was doing that the entire song. She really puts up with my stuff.
My stuff. Okay, so I feel like we've talked about a lot this episode.
We haven't really talked about any of your wild or silly or
okay
bad.
I'm trying to think if I can think of like a good
it's
story.
It's gonna be like I went to this music festival
from high school
and
I
went
did
into
go to
San
music
Francisco.
Wait, I'm from the Bay Area. I don't know if I brought that up.
You mentioned that this episode.
I am from the Bay Area, and so I did grow up go like around San Francisco a lot, which was fun. There's
I wasn't asking you to talk about that. No.
Okay. There's a lot going on there. I went to a lot of like music festivals. I went to like Outside Lands and like
would,
Treasure
get
Island.
Get coffee in the Mission. And, like, go to Pride.
Right.
In
I did go to Pride.
Castro.
I did go to
no
Pride.
No way. Was
yeah
that after or before the Macklemore concert?
I think it was after the Macklemore concert. I think I was just like really inspired to be just like, an
icon.
Ally.
Yeah,
right?
He changed you.
You're welcome.
Should we just end the show by playing the 7-minute White Privilege 2 song by Macklemore?
Wait, should we end the show with Same Love?
Oh, duh.
We have to.
I don't think we've even played Same Love this
we
season.
We haven't. I don't think we've ever played
wait,
it.
Is
have
it,
we
is
played
it clean?
The show? I'm going to look.
Or
gonna
we
could
play the thrift shop.
Wait. No, I want to play Same Love.
Oh, I was thinking about Kids Bop Thrift Shop. Where they're like, what up? I got a hit song. Wait, can we play that?
But I... Oh, okay, fine.
Can we just play 1 minute?
We'll play
the,
1 minute
of
that.
Kids
should we do it? Should we do it
yeah,
right
let's
now?
Do it right now.
Okay, is it on? Do I have to look it up on
it's
YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Yeah.
Wait, so, tell us more about this.
So, Kids Bop covered Thrift Shop by Macklemore. This person, Peter, they're not listening, but they turned me on to this amazing cover where they like clean up the song
oh my
and
God,
they
I love that.
Do a wild job at it.
Okay, then we're gonna play a minute of it, and then we're gonna come back and
okay
say goodbye.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
About some clothes from the thrift shop. Ice on the fringe, it's so frosty. The people like, hey, the guy on the marquee. Rolling in super deep, heading to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes, those are green. Draped in the leopard mink,
girl standing next to me.
Probably should've washed this. Smells like my baseball cleats.
That was wild.
I'm smells like my baseball cleats. Ooh. Like baseball walk up to the club. Cleats. Like, what up? I got a hit song.
I love that. Okay, that was good. I'm actually glad we listened to that. We are going to end with Same Love.
Do you remember when Kids Bop was just one old guy singing and then the chorus would be by the kids and that's all it was?
Wait, no, I don't.
It was like before our time.
Yeah.
But I listened to some of it. It's actually like really concerning.
Wait, can we actually also, can I just say, I'm really sorry, but I kind of like Same Love as like a song.
Oh,
like,
I just, like, this is why I should not have my co-host be a straight person.
I know. Not for the message, but
like the tune?
The tune, and like Mary Lambert's voice is just so good.
Well, Macklemore stole it from her. Like, she's a good singer.
She's a good singer.
Like, she had a version of Same Love without Macklemore.
Oh, I didn't know
Macklemore.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess what I love in this is Mary Lambert's part.
I can't change.
I know, right? It's so good. Okay? It's so good.
Oh, should we play the trap remix or the full remix?
I was just gonna play. We've already played the trap remix on this show.
Oh,
we have. So we're just gonna play
that
the normal
is so
version.
So embarrassing. Let's play the normal version. But we have like it's 4 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Let's
play it.
We gotta sign off.
One more minute.
Lauren's gonna have to sit through me singing every single lyric to Same Love because I do know every single lyric.
I'm thrilled.
Remember, I had a hard time in high school. This is actually like a really perfect end to the high school show. Because
it is.
I don't admit this publicly, so don't tell anyone, listeners. Don't tell anyone that when I went to the Macklemore concert with my friend, we were both like closeted gay peoples and we didn't like talk about it, but we knew. We cried during Same Love, and then Macklemore surfed the crowd and kicked him in the eye, and he got a black eye, and he came into school and everyone's like, where'd you get a black eye from? And he's like, Macklemore kicked me, and everyone's like, oh my god, that's so cool. But I was glad Macklemore didn't kick me.
That's wild. I have like nothing. You outshined me with stories from high school. How does that feel?
Wrong.
Well, thank you to everyone who is listening today. This has been Hymn Hunters International on 91.5
FM WMFO Medford,
Tufts Freeform Radio.
We're sorry to put you through what we're about to put you through.
Sorry, not sorry. Go watch Demi's documentary. Have a great week. Take care of yourself. If you have midterms, I hope they go okay.
Did I tell you I left a third of my midterm blank?
Ben left a third of their midterm blank, so I guess...
What can you do? In that vein, listen to some Macklemore to solve your troubles. We'll see you next week for the spooky episode,
spooky
our
episode.
Third inaugural or annual, whatever. Okay.
Grandma's coat.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like,
Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K.
Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, it's somehow forgotten. But we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye, bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying.
A culture founded from oppression. Yet we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.